if your goal is to get out of debt, whether it's this year or sometime far into the future, you might have wondered how much money you should allocate to paying down debt each month. Well, you're in the right place. Today we're chatting about this very topic, and I'm walking you through the 5 steps to take to get on track with your debt payoff goals. Sound like something you need? Well, then let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and today we're chatting about everybody's favorite subject, paying off debt. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that it might be more of a least favorite subject, but it's definitely something that we need to address. And one of the questions that I get a lot around this topic of debt, especially from those that are really new to budgeting, is how much money should I allocate to paying down my debt? And honestly, I wish I had the exact right answer for you, but the truth of the matter is that your financial situation is unique to you and your family. Your income, necessities, etc., all of those things, those are unique to you. So while I'm not going to give you an exact amount or a blanket percentage, I am going to walk us through a few things to consider as you make the best decision for you. And I believe that when we put this kind of thought into our budget and we make it really specific for our own situations, that's how we're able to stick with it long term and achieve those really big goals. Sound good? Well, then let's do this thing, okay? So no matter what financial situation you're considering, you have to start by understanding your numbers. That means that you've put the time in to understand exactly how much income you have, the total cost of all of your necessities like housing, utilities, transportation, food, all of those things, and then you also need to know how much you have left over after all of that. In the case of paying down debt, you also need to be clear about how much you owe. That's the total of all of your debt, okay? And then you also need to know the minimum payments associated with each debt. It might not sound like fun at first, but it's important to know these things so that you can plan accordingly and so that you can see the progress as you begin to pay those debts off. I like to think of it like getting started with a diet, okay? It's not fun to step on that scale on day one when you already know the situation isn't good. It's also not fun to take that before picture wearing those too small yoga pants or to measure each part of your body. It's not fun then, but what is fun is celebrating the differences as the diet or the weight loss challenge goes on, when you've lost 2 pant sizes and the scale is finally smiling back at you. The same is true for debt payoff. It might not look pretty to start with, but you'll be celebrating the success in the future, and you'll be happy to know where you started and how far you've come. Plus, it's going to make it so much easier to know where to start and with how much. So step one is to know your numbers. And if you need help with this step, definitely head to lemonblessings.com/familybudget or follow the link in the show notes to grab your free copy of my monthly family budget worksheet. You'll be able to quickly and thoroughly pull all of these numbers together so that there's no guessing as to what your numbers are. Once again, that's lemonblessings.com/familybudget. All right, step number 2 is to pay the minimums. And I feel like this should go without saying, but unless you are dealing with a severe financial hardship and you cannot afford to pay your necessities, and if that's the case, then you're definitely going to want to stop this episode right here and go listen to my episode on how to cope when your income doesn't cover your necessities. I'm going to link to that in the show notes, okay? But unless that is the case, you should at a minimum be paying your minimum monthly payment for each debt you have. That's why it's called a minimum. It's the least amount of money that you can pay each month without your debt going into default or collections, and nobody wants that, okay? So make that payment no matter what. Everything we talk about going forward is going to be above and beyond that non-negotiable minimum payment, okay? So hopefully that's clear. Pay the minimums. That's step two. Step three is to consider your emergency reserves. And I know, you're probably wondering what this has to do with figuring out how much to allocate towards debt payoff, but trust me, this is an important piece. Here's the deal. When your emergency fund is fully funded, that means if something happens, like a pipe breaks in your basement or your kiddo lands in the emergency room, or you have any other kind of unexpected and challenging financial situation, you won't feel tempted to go back to the credit cards. So before you allocate more than the minimum payment to any debt you currently have, make sure you have your emergency reserves funded in a way that protects your financial plan in the case of the unexpected. Personally, I recommend having at least enough to cover your largest deductible, whether that's your house or a medical deductible or something else, or somewhere in the area of $1,000 to $2,000, okay, or in that range. By having that in place, you're going to be less likely to turn to the credit cards or other forms of debt in order to manage the cost of the unexpected. So step three is to consider and fully fund your emergency reserves. Step four is to determine your desired outcome. This is the goal that you have for debt payoff, okay? It could include certain forms of debt that you'd like to pay off, like student loans or credit cards or a car payment. It could also include a time frame you'd like to accomplish paying off a certain debt or your debt as a whole. When you know this, you'll be able to much more accurately determine how much you need or want to pay off and in what time frame you'd like to achieve that goal. For example, let's say that you have two credit card debts and a medical debt. Because you know that the medical debt has no interest attached to it, it's not a high priority for you, and you're simply going to keep up with the minimum payments for the time being. Awesome, all right? You kind of just put it on the back burner for now. The credit card debt, though, with its high interest rates, is your priority, and you want to be out from under it within 2 years. If you know your numbers, and you should if you went through step one, then you're already aware that you have $20,000 to pay off during that time. Divide $20,000 by 24 months, and you'll know that in order to achieve that goal, you're going to need to pay somewhere around $850 per month, give or take, depending on your interest rate. Now, if you want a more accurate number, you can definitely grab my debt snowball worksheet to help you calculate that payoff date based on your total amount owed, your interest rate, and it'll help you include your minimum payments as well. And you can definitely find that at lemonblessings.com/debt, and I will link it in the show notes too. Step five is to assess and reassess. And once you know your desired outcome and what it's going to take to get there, it's important to assess your budget to determine whether or not it's actually possible. Do you have enough money? Like actually have enough extra money above and beyond your normal monthly expenses to allow you to reach that goal within the timeframe that you've set? If so, then if you want to reach your goal, you know exactly how much money you should pay towards that debt each and every month, right? Now, if you don't have enough bandwidth to put that amount towards debt payment each month, then it's definitely time to reassess what it's going to take to get you there. Do you need to change your debt payoff time frame? For many, that's the step they take. You might also decide that you're going to focus on other savings within your budget to make up the difference. Maybe you cut subscription costs, internet, television, the gym, whatever it might be in order to make your goal happen within that given time frame. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. Make the decision that works for you. Because the truth is that if it doesn't work for you, then you won't stick with it in the long term. And personally, I believe that if it takes you a little longer to pay off a debt, that matters a lot more than starting off strong and never getting the end result you wanted. And know that no matter what you choose right now, your budget's not one and done. It's really not. It's likely that you're going to have to assess and reassess multiple times between now and your debt payoff finish line as you add additional income, deal with unexpected expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So take the time to assess and reassess as often as necessary. There's no failure in that. In fact, it'll only be success. All right? So let's take a moment here for a quick recap. In order to determine how much to allocate to debt payoff, there are five steps I recommend you follow. First, know your numbers. Second, pay the minimums. Don't miss this step. You do not want to default on those credit cards, on those student loans, or anything else that you might owe money to, okay? Third, consider your emergency reserves. Fully fund that emergency fund prior to paying additional above and beyond your minimum monthly debt payments, okay? Step four, determine your desired outcome. That's how much you want to pay off during what time frame. And fifth, assess and reassess, making sure that you know exactly how you're going to get to that end result that you want and that it's actually feasible within your monthly budget to do so. Last and finally, it's time to start making those payments and get out from under that debt. Once again, if you want my debt snowball worksheet to help you do just that, you can follow the link in the show notes or you can go to lemonblessings.com/debt. Whatever you choose, just know that I'm cheering you on. This is hard work, but you're doing it and you are going to make a huge difference for yourself, not only now, but well into the future by sticking with it. You've got this. Have an amazing day and I will chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.